morning. You might not know it, but I live with two males who wear dog collars. One is Reverend Alec Noble, my husband, and the other is our miniature Dachshund, who has a white collar to match the Reverend's one. Now, Dougie the Doug, so-called in case I forget his name, has taught me quite a few lessons about God. And no, it's not just because God spelt backwards spells dog. Dougie both gives and receives love in an unconditional way. When I've been out and about and return home, I'm met by an excitable dog with a very waggy tail, in fact his whole rear end wags, and a happy bark. He will even roll on his back to get a tummy rub. How well he has us trained. Dougie is happy both to show joy at my homecoming and to receive affection in return. When he curls up in my lap, I don't know who's happier, him or me. In such moments we are both giving and receiving love, a very precious thing. God loves us unconditionally. He came down to earth as Jesus to be with us and to live, die and rise again in order to show his love. May we learn to love God and others as he loves us.